na 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 na
Hey, that says it all, doesn't it? What's the buzz, New York? Or what's the buzz, NY? I'm glad you're here. However you see the title of my show. Welcome. Let's see, what do we have here? Oh, got to talk about yesterday. Terrific screening, private screening. It's not available to the public yet, of the movie George Bettinger and I Are In, based on a book by Betty Jo Tucker and her husband, Larry. And it's called It Had to Be Us. It's available on Amazon, I believe, for download. So you want to check that out. Great story, great movie, great reception by the crowd. I got to say, it was mesmerizing. The people were just spellbound. Great story. And George and I were, in our brief moments, brilliantly funny. Anyway, so that was all good. George Bettinger, The Mom and Pop Shop, Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays. That will be at TuneIn right here at Miramar. That's the channel you go to, TuneIn right here in Miramar. It's The Mom and Pop Shop with George Bettinger. Also Facebook friend him, and you could follow the thread. He's a great guy, and it's a great show. You have a lot of fun with that. Okay, and moving right along as I multitask my usual day away. Betty Jo Tucker Movie Attic Headquarters is every Tuesday at 4 p.m. on Blog Talk Radio, and this week she'll be featuring Rita Moreno. You don't want to miss that one. No, you don't. There's a little Latin flavor to prelude it.
Señor, not so far from here, there's a very lively atmosphere. Everybody's going there this year, and there's a reason. The season never closes there. Love and music you'll find everywhere. People always having fun down there. So, come along. I'm on my way to Cuba. That's where I'm going. Oh, Cuba, that's where I'll stay. Cuba, where wine is flowing and where dark-eyed stellas like their fellas, panatellas. Cuba, where all is happy. Cuba, where all is gay. Why don't you plan a wonderful trip to Havana? Hop on a ship and I'll see you in UCA.
Grandmother would take me to see these Spanish horror films, made even more horrific by the fact I didn't speak Spanish. But I always knew who the villain in the film was. Oh, yeah. She was that skinny little woman, all dressed in black, her hair always in a bun. In her hand, she'd be holding a mysterious box and be standing at the top of a tall, winding staircase. At the bottom of the staircase would always be some beautiful young woman who'd say something like,
"Hola. ¿Dónde está mi esposo?"
And the woman at the top of the staircase would say, "Tu esposo está aquí." She'd open the box. Inside of it, a man's head. "Ayúdame, ayúdame." The head would fall out of the box, bounce down the stairs, boom, 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 boom. Land at the woman's feet, she'd go, "Ah." The woman at the top of the stairs would go, "Ha, ha, 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 ha." And that was every film I saw over and over again as a child.
Allá sobre el horizonte donde se divisan los llanos y los montes, allá donde la primavera crece la palmera y trina el sinsonte. La tarde viene cayendo, la noche se va esparciendo a lo ancho del paisaje. Las aves vuelan al nido, las nubes se han escondido a lo alto del celaje. La luna sale plateando, los verdes cañaverales. Paisajes humanos, yo le canto a mi guarida. El sol alegre nos alumbra, limpiando la penumbra con sus rayos de flores.
Yo le canto a mi guajira.
Oh, that was fun. That was Lucy Arnaz. All right, speaking of cultures and New York.
I love New York. I really love New York. I mean, where else could you come from any other part of the universe and be given an opportunity to drive a cab? We don't even care if you speak English. Come on in. Here's your cab. Here's your map. Go. And you know what I really miss about the cabs? They used to have celebrities telling us to buckle up. Do you think in India they had celebrities telling them to buckle up?
Hello. This is Gandhi. Please wear your seatbelt peacefully and with little resistance.
Hello, this is Buddha. Don't wear your seatbelt and come back as a fly.
Hello, this is the fly. Don't listen to Buddha. Don't listen to... Oh, no, not again.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I have your attention, please? Move in, move in, move in. Stop. The tour is about to begin. Manhattan is an Algonquin Indian word. It means, will that be cash or charge? We're walking, we're stopping. Manhattan is a city of cultures, active cultures and bacteria, so don't touch anything. We're walking, we're walking, we're walking, we're stopping. We're now facing the Hudson River. There is the Statue of Liberty. She stands 305 feet above sea level. In her right hand, she's clutching the torch of freedom. In her left, a Gucci knockoff bag. We're walking, walk over him, he's okay. We're walking, we're stopping. We are now at Wall Street, facing Trinity Church, burial ground for Captain Lawrence, Robert Fulton, and as pictured on the $10 bill, Alexander Hamilton. Now might be a good time to point out, Taiping is not a town in China. We're walking. We're now on Wall Street, Federal Hall, the first capital of the United States. Across the street is the New York Stock Exchange, where last I saw my capital fall. We're walking. We're being mugged. We're getting mugged. We're bleeding. We're okay. Our last stop will be historical Greenwich Village, where we will visit the ever-popular St. Vincent's Emergency Room. Remember, we're New Yorkers. We don't judge. Just don't wear white after Labor Day. Everything else we let slide.
Ah!
the Spanish theme we have going on is in honor of Betty Jo Tucker, because this week on Movie Attic Headquarters, she will be featuring the lovely, the wonderful, the talented Rita Moreno. That's Betty Jo Tucker, Tuesdays at 4 p.m. on Blog Talk Radio. I'm seeing how many Spanish things I can find in my switchboard. And look, I found another. Here we go. La Mala Papita.
Welcome to another episode of La Mala Pepita. When last we left little Pepita, she was bonding with the feeble-minded woman who had adopted her, no questions asked.
Good morning, Pepita. My, what a lovely swimming medal. Wherever did you get it? You can't swim.
Oh, I traded it for a tap shoe.
Oh, how nice. Do you smell something burning in the incinerator?
It is the remains of the janitor.
Oh, how nice. Pepita, have you ever noticed that a lot of bad things happen to good people when you're around?
Oh, never you mind, Mamita. By the way, have I said today you're the sweetest, prettiest, most gullible Mamita ever? Oh, have some almond-scented tea.
Oh, how nice.
The next day, we find the newly orphaned Pepita helping a blind woman to cross the street.
Don't worry, little old blind lady. As long as you have little Pepita by your side, you'll never need a seeing eye dog.
Oh, thank you, my child. I've always depended on the kindness and generosity of strangers.
When next we see Pepita, she is at the home of her physically challenged friend, Esmeralda.
Just think, Esmeralda, how happy everyone will be when you rise and walk from your wheelchair for the first time. Come on, you can do it. Try again.
You know, your nose is fine. It's really going to hurt. Please don't make me do this. Please.
Don't worry, Esmeralda. We'll just keep on trying, no matter how much it hurts you.
Ouch.
The important thing is that we never give up. Now try again. Close, but no papaya. You must try harder. Let's do it again. You're not trying.
The next day, with Esmeralda in intensive care, Pepita decides it would be fun to have a pen pal.
Dear Mr. Charlie Manson, this is the first time I've written to a real celebrity, but something in your eyes compels me to do it. I think we will become great friends. P.S. Could you think of a cute nickname for me, like Squeaky Mean or Angel of Death? Love, your pen pal Pepita.
Tune in tomorrow when Pepita experiments with common household poisons.
This time it will take more than a kiss to wake Snow White up. Here, kitty, kitty, kitty.
Did you guess that was based on the bad seed? Oh, come on. You must have. Always fun. I don't know. I think I'm running out of my Spanish stuff. Let me go down here. I know I have more. Let's see. Okay. That's Italian. No, I can't use that one. Anyway. Oh, here we go. It's another Lucy Arnaz. Here we go. Having fun here.
Ale, 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 ale.
Oh, Babalu, na negro pinto, na como tú, que no tenga son negra, a que no se muera. Babalu.
Monday, What's the Buzz and Why? Check out Parento Guidance on Facebook and see what they've got going on. Always an interesting bunch. Again, what a great time we had yesterday at the screening of Cake, a Love Story, based on the book It Had to Be Us by Betty Jo Tucker Lawrence and Larry Lawrence. I think that's, I got it right. I hope I did. I'm sorry if I didn't. It's crazy. All right, Betty Jo. Movie Attic Headquarters every Tuesday at 4 p.m. Rita Moreno, mañana. Check it out, man. Check it out. Thank you for tuning in. Remember, my CDs are available on CD Baby. Go to Nancy Lombardo, CD Baby. All right. Everybody have a good, healthy day. Big kiss. Bye-bye.